This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Seriously. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And get engaged, get involved, write me nasties. I don't care what you do, but I want you to pay attention. I want you to find out what's going on. If you head up to my website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a gazillion of three things you can do up there on the website. There's also a live chat room going there. You know, some people still don't have Facebook. Yes, yes, some people actually really still don't have Facebook. So don't make fun of them. It's not a bad thing. So anyway, I always, I want to tell you how much I appreciate the time you spend with us. We've got so much stuff going on at The Real Site, and hopefully over the next week or two or three, we'll start rolling some of it out, make it happen, doing some new graphics. Just going to have some fun. Anyway, let's get to some of the, some of my favorite people are in the news, like Maxine Waters. Now, Maxine Waters is always, she's always good for a story. Don't you agree? I mean, no, not Jesse Waters, Maxine Waters. And I was talking to a Democrat last night who's like, total Democrat. I mean, there isn't anybody else, just Democrats. So I said to him, I said, let's just put politics aside for a second. If Maxine Waters was on our side, wouldn't you be a little embarrassed for us too? And he said, well, she's just a wonderful lady. She's just a great lady. I said, she may have been, but I'm not even so sure she knows she's a lady anymore. I'm not so sure she knows what planet she's on anymore. Now, even in the interviews where she's videoed calling for Trump's impeachment a gazillion times, right? She still can't get it right. And she keeps saying, I never did that. I never asked for it. I'm not interested in that. That's not true. So let's listen to an interview she had over the weekend at MSNBC. Who also have their own set of problems. And let's hear what she had to say. Very short. Maybe.
Added to that this morning by tweeting, the Democrats without a leader have become the party of obstruction. They're only interested in themselves and not what's best for the U.S. Your response to Donald Trump.
Yeah, well, his tweets are just horrible. I was looking at some of them where he talked about Democrats were going to close down the parks and families were not going to be able to take their vacation. He is outrageous, a pathological liar. It is absolutely
Have you met Mrs. Clinton?
Unbelievable that he could be the leader of the greatest nation in the world. And
have you met Mr. Obama?
We cannot allow him to stay in that position.
I feel like
ask
you this.
So, but if you think about it, right? It seems like every week Maxine Waters, she should call him for Trump's impeachment or he needs to go. Now, this is the game that they play. They love to play word games. I never called for his impeachment. I just said he had to go. Well, let's see. If a president leaves, he's either going to resign, and you know Trump ain't going to resign, or you have to impeach him. Come on, Maxine. right? I mean, you haven't lost it that much. You haven't lost your faculties that much that you don't understand the difference of verbiage, right? But I sometimes believe that maybe this is a Democrat thing. Seriously. And I don't say that just to gratuitously put them down, because that's not what I'm looking to do. But when you think of, remember when Al Franken was interviewing Gorsuch? And Al stopped at one point in time. And here's a judge that's got 30 years of law under his belt, right? He could lie using words that Franken can't even spell, let alone understand. So here's a guy, Al Franken is questioning Gorsuch. And when one of the questions that just floored me, he came back with, he says, "Now, I know I'm not a lawyer like you are, but now I was always taught and believe that when you're responding to somebody and you say, but basically what you're saying is, everything you just said doesn't matter. I'm discounting every word that came out of your mouth right up to this point where I am now going to speak." And he said, "But I've been in this chamber for quite some time now, and I've been around some great legal minds, and I'm sure I've picked up a thing or two." Although I didn't understand what he was talking about, the hookers he hangs with or the attorneys he's been hanging around with, which might be the same, I don't know. But he's picked up a thing or two. This goes right down that line of the Hollywood leech. This goes right down that line with the Democrats who think they are so much smarter and better, and it doesn't even matter if they've been schooled or if they have an education. Just for the mere fact that he cheated to get his seat, and now he's a senator, and he thinks, because of that, because he's been in some of these hearings, that he knows more than a 30-year judge, an appellate court judge at that, a man who was just given the highest compliments from both Dems and Republicans about how honest he is and how good with the law he is. And all of a sudden, Al Franken knows more than he does. So now he gets in front of Comey, and he wants to, interview Comey and ask Comey questions. And one of the first rules when you're doing this kind of thing, when you're in a hearing, being on a school board, I know how this stuff works. Maybe not at the Senate level, obviously, but you don't ask questions that you don't really know the answer to. We'll play that clip on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and please, 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 really, get involved in the conversation. Get involved in the conversation, whether you're hitting the chat room up on the website, or you're hitting the chat room on Facebook. Because I want to hear from you. I want to know what you have to think about whatever the topic we're doing. We're going to do Al Frankenstein in a second. But if you do head up to the website, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. That's therealside.com. You can do all of those things there. And you can also give me your email address. That would be nice, too. Because our email list got sideways. So I need to update it. So right there on the front page, there's an area where you can put your email address. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Some of you guys up on Facebook are having trouble with the feed. There's nothing I can do about it. Facebook just loves us so much. There's a whole bunch of other ways to do it. You can listen through your local radio station. You can listen online. You need to listen to get informed, though. That's what you need to do. And you need to buy my book, Right-Wing Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things you've been taught to hate, and I'm telling you, you don't need to. So let's get to our friend, Mr. Frankenstein. So Al Franken, again, being in the Senate, somehow makes you one of the smartest people on the planet. So, I don't know. I don't know, because I've never been. But I've heard some of them speak, and I'm not sure I'm on your side. But let's hear what Mr. Franken had to say. See, again, when you don't know how the person's going to answer you, how do you expect that you're going to jump in and sound smart? You've got to be ready for any answer that comes out of his mouth. So this is in the hearings with Mr. Comey just the other day. And Comey refuses to tell Al Franken, and the Senate for that matter, if the FBI has Trump's tax returns. What the legal eagle known as Al Franken doesn't understand is when the FBI has an open investigation going on, he can't tell you anything, Al. Unless you're at a different level of a security, a different security level. And then he can only tell you that behind closed doors. He can't tell you that in a public meeting. So get over yourself. Yep. You know, I love this. I love when they do this to me. Anyway, so Franken is trying to find a way to get those security, to get those tax returns out there.
Here we go. Know for certain whether President Trump would be vulnerable to that type of exploitation, we would have to understand his financial situation. We'd have to know whether or not he has money tied up in Russia or obligations to Russian entities. Do you agree?
That you would need to understand that to evaluate that question?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, it seems to me that there's reason to believe that such...
Well, it seems to me, with my IQ level, I may not be able to figure out the question I need to ask.
...connections exist. For example, the president's son, Donald Trump Jr., told real estate developers in 2008 that, quote, Russians make up a pretty disproportionate cross-section of a lot of our assets. He said, quote, we see a lot of money pouring in from Russia. This is a report on the family business. In 2013, President Trump held a Miss Universe pageant in Moscow, and the pageant was financed by a Russian billionaire who's close to Putin.
Oh, there you go. He held an international beauty contest in Moscow. Got to be a connection. And the fact that a Russian billionaire, who probably became a billionaire by investing in certain things. Yeah. So let me see. There was Russian money. It was held in Moscow. The event is owned by Trump. Therefore, he has ties to Moscow. So does that mean that every place that he's had that event, he's got ties to that government? Is that what that would mean? I'm just curious. Because I'm kind of confused where he's going. I'm sure he is, too. But I'm really confused as to where he's going here.
And President Trump sold a Palm Beach mansion to a Russian oligarch for $95 million in 2008. That's $54 million more than he paid for it just 4 years prior.
Oh, no. 4 years. Let me see. Now, the way Trump does things is he goes in and he buys pieces of property that are tore apart, that are junk for all intents and purposes. Now, I want you to think this truth, because these guys love to hide the truth. So he goes into these buildings like he's got the old postal building, right? And he's been renovating it for years. He could probably sell it for five times what he paid for it. What would that mean? Would it matter who he sold it to? See, is he tied to the Russians if it's a Russian guy that buys it? Is he tied to the Spaniards if it's a Spanish guy that buys it? Or maybe the Greeks? Or maybe a sheik in a black mask? I don't know. I mean, I don't know. This is like kindergarten politics with this guy.
Those are three financial ties that we know of, and they're big ones. Director Comey, the Russians have a history of using financial investments to gain leverage over influential people and then later calling in favors. We know that.
You mean like the money they gave Clinton? Like the money they gave the foundation? Like how Clinton gave up a large percentage of our uranium mines to Russia, right? I don't know, just saying.
We know that the Russians interfered in our election, and they did it to benefit President Trump. The intelligence agencies confirmed that.
They did it because they hated her. Not because they wanted him necessarily to become president, because it would have, look it, if it was John McCain in that seat, they would have gone after her. They hate her.
But what I want to know is why they favored President Trump. And it seems to me that in order to answer that question,
why don't you ask them? You're the smart guy in the room, right? The
investigation into whether the campaign or Trump operation colluded with Russian operatives would require a full appreciation of the president's financial dealings. Director Comey, would President Trump's tax returns be material to such an investigation?
That's not something, Senator, I'm going to answer.
Does the investigation have access to President Trump's tax return?
You want that answer? You'll have to come back. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Mancini, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Well, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera. TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA. It's standing next to me.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening up there. Give me your email address. Love to have your email address. I send out an email once a week. It's not like I send it out every day, every night, every hour, every minute, like some of the other guys do. I just don't do that. I don't work that way. So I won't do that to you, because I don't want you doing it to me. So give me your email address once a week. I send you out who's coming up on the show, stories we're doing, my article of the week, all kinds of fun stuff. We were talking about Mr. Al Frankenstein and how he tried to take on Mr. Gorsuch. Gorsuch, that's it. This hour is kind of the A-team of the Democrat Party. Waters, Pelosi, Frankenstein, all of them. So Al Franken has decided that he knows more than Mr. Comey does, but the problem is he's asking
Comey
questions.
Director Comey, President Trump's tax...
Shut up. He's asking questions that he doesn't know the answers to, so he doesn't know how to respond. See, he thinks he has the answers. He thinks that how an intelligent person should answer. But if he's been up there that long, he should already know.
Returns be material to such an investigation.
That's not something, Senator, I'm going to answer.
Does the investigation have access to President Trump's tax returns?
I have to give you the same answer. Again,
look, the FBI can't get tax returns of any person they want to. So he's asking the question for PR purposes. He already knows he answered the question. And Comey's not, I don't much care for the guy anymore, but that was the right answer.
I hope people don't overinterpret my answers, but I just don't want to start talking about anything, what we're looking at and how.
Director Comey, we continue to learn about ties between Russia and former members of the president's campaign and current senior members of his administration. Jeff Sessions, Attorney General, and former campaign advisor Carter Page, former campaign advisor Paul Manafort. I'm a former campaign manager, Paul Manafort. And also, he was chief strategist, Rex Tillerson, Secretary of State, Roger Stone, political mentor and former campaign advisor, Michael Flynn, former national security advisor, Jared Kushner, White House senior advisor, and son-in-law. Now, we don't even know if this list is exhaustive, but I think you might see where I'm going, and these connections of
Al, I don't know how many joints Comey would have to smoke to try to figure out where you're going, dude. Because all you're doing is playing the political game. You're throwing the names out there thinking you can. You know, these people, do they not? There's so much into the polls, right? They talk about the polls that, you know, Mr. Trump is so hated. He's down at below 50%. But it's how to get in the street. When you ask the average person, and you don't ask them what party they belong to, just ask them. Trump is not at 50% or below. He's higher than that. When you're out in the street talking to people and asking them, hey, did you vote for Trump? Yeah, I voted for Trump. No judgment here. Just how do you think he's doing? I think he's doing a good job of what he has to deal with. I think he's doing a good job compared to the fact that, you know, he's got Dems that can slow him down, can stop him, and they didn't get the message. You know, I'd like to have some of you on, but see, you don't come on anymore. I don't know what you're afraid of. I mean, Tucker Carlson's 10 times harder than I am, and people go on his show. And I've had you guys on the show before, and you don't like the way I go after it. But, you know, but again, I'd have to ask you guys on the left, if Mr. Trump ran on replacing Obamacare, if he ran on putting up a wall and he got elected, what makes you, and you lost a boatload of seats and a boatload of houses. I really don't understand how you can't figure out that you're getting in the way of the will of the American people. When you get in his way like this. See, it's one thing to have checks and balances. It's one thing to have several parties that are willing to push back and fight to make sure everybody gets the right thing. But even you people have said that Obamacare is not the right thing. There's been many Democrats who say there's a lot of problems with Obamacare. So instead of trying to put bubblegum in all those holes, you wipe it out and start all over again. Why didn't you help there? Why didn't you get involved at that level to make sure everything was covered the way you wanted it? And just asking.
Appear against a backdrop of proven Russian interference in the election, interference that the intelligence community has concluded was designed to favor President Trump.
Of course. Because they hated Secretary Clinton. Hated her. Right? I mean, really, it's that simple. And you're not saying anything new. And we still, now one National Security Agency, not one, FBI, CIA, NSA, whatever, not one of them has said, well, there is a hint of collusion here. Not one, except Democrats in the Senate and Congress. They're the only ones saying it. But there is absolutely no evidence to that. And, you know, you guys are hypocrites on the left when you say there is. It's very obvious to that, but you can't say it's obvious as to what Mrs. Clinton was doing with a server in her house.
I know I'm hitting my time, but let me ask one question.
Nope, you're done.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. From an investigation.
Yeah, in other words, he's going, you know, stop wandering around. Ask the question.
From a standpoint, is the sheer number of connections unusual or significant? What about each individual's proximity to the president? Is it unusual for individuals in these important roles to have so many unexpected and often undisclosed ties to a foreign power?
I have to give you the same answer. That's not something I can comment on.
Okay. Thank you, Mr.
No, he didn't mean thank you. He was not happy with that at all. Again, I always get a kick out of this. I always get a kick out of the fact that these guys are not ready to understand. They're really not ready. I mean, what was the one comment he made? It seems to me that in order to answer that question, any investigation into whether the campaign or a Trump operation colluded with Russian operatives would require a full appreciation of the president's financial dealings. Would Director Comey, would President Trump's tax returns be material to such an investigation? My answer would have been, are you a moron? I mean, how else would we find out about what ties he had to Russia? Whether he had anything that could take him down from a Russian standpoint. Well, we'd find that out on tax returns. We'd find it out by wiretapping his phones, checking his communication on a computer. And of course, we could do all that. However, in the middle of an investigation, as you should know, because you know you hang around the Senate when they're doing legal investigations, we can't talk about it. I love that. I think it's hilarious. So anyway, God, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I do very much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. This is great, though. Right? Every time you turn around, one of these Dems is coming up with this stuff, and it's scarier than heck. So anyhow, and Greta Fence, I mean, she said what I was thinking to a big degree, which is better. Greta Van Susteren, she compared the GOP Trump care reaction to celebrating during halftime of a football game. She's right on. She's exactly there. You know, and now, see, Amanda Knox is defending her criticism of Donald Trump, who supported her during her murder case. Right? So, you know, again, it doesn't matter what these people do. So on Thursday, Los Angeles Times published an op-ed by Amanda Knox, who was famously wrongfully convicted of murder in Italy in 2009 before being exonerated in 2015. We'll hit that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Love. We'll be back in a minute.
Lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me and making things happen very much. We're just doing a smorgasbord. Look it up. I don't even know how to spell it, but it sounds good. Smorgasbord of information that I'm throwing out at you tonight. Look, head up to the website, therealside.com. We're seeing those riots, not protests, riots, start to happen again. So I have these shirts, right? You see them? Hashtag stand, all right? Yeah, the silence was me moving the mic out of the way so you can read the shirt. What can I tell you? So hashtag, maybe I should put a little half body over here and put the shirt on it. So, you can find them online, too, at therealside.com. So, hashtag stand will allow you to, without getting stupid, crazy, you don't need to bring a baseball bat or anything else, but you go to these events and wear the shirts, red shirt, white print, and stand for liberty. Stand for your freedom. Stand for your right to speak. You don't have to bring a baseball bat. You don't have to get nasty or anything like that. Just do the right thing and stand up for what you believe to be truth. Stand up for your right to be able to speak and what have you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Okay, back to, let's see. What's her name again? God. Amanda Knox, who eventually, I'm sure she was found guilty, and then she was pseudo, she wasn't really even acquitted. I mean, I know they wanted to bring her back again, but I'm sure there was some backroom deals made, and she's out of it for a murder that she might or might not have been involved with in Italy in 2009. So, on April 14th, the New York Times article wrote about George Guido Lombardi, a friend of the president. When Trump was publicly stumping for Knox's innocence, he once asked Lombardi to examine her case while on a trip to Italy. Now, Lombardi says that Trump was very upset that Knox openly supported Hillary in 2016. Well, I would be too. Why is that a bad thing? The head of state, the Obama administration did nothing to help her. Absolutely nothing. And Trump went out of his way to try to help her, and she backs Hillary. So she goes out. She says in response, "I received negative backlash from his supporters even before Lombardi's comments were published," Knox wrote. "They felt that I owed Trump my allegiance and were outraged at columns I wrote, which I criticized his policies and explained my reasons for endorsing Hillary Clinton. One critic called her ungrateful and a left-wing lunatic." I mean, I would call her ungrateful, but not a left-wing lunatic. "Trump donated to my defense," she continued. "And yes, Trump defended my innocence, recognizing that coercive interrogations produced false testimony. And the interrogators pushed it on me, a well-studied and documented fact." However, she points out that Trump didn't do the same in another case involving a coerced confession, the Central Park Five, where a group of black and Latino men wrongfully convicted of a 1989 rape of a white woman before being released in 2002. Well, should he do this for everything? Should he go check out each and every case that he thinks is wrong? Trump bought newspaper ads demanding the death penalty be reinstated during the initial hubbub and still maintains the five men were guilty. In Knox's words, "Trump recognized me as a fellow American who deserved to be assumed innocent until proven guilty, but he condemned the Central Park Five as other." So, okay. But he got you out when he realized that you. So is it supposed to be that he goes after each and every one of these? Is that kind of what you're saying? Because that doesn't make any sense to me. Is he supposed to be the do-gooder for every situation that you think is right and what he should be working on? Because that doesn't seem right to me either. But I'm not the sharpest guy in the room. I realize that. I always get a kick out of this. Let's see. Ah, Nancy Pelosi. The woman everybody loves to love. Nancy says that, in essence, letting people keep their money, the money that they earn, is like a form of stealing. If you ever had any doubt that Democrats consider your money theirs, which is so true, they do. They really do. Nancy Pelosi just erased that. Now, according to her, if you are allowed to keep the money you earn, that's really stealing from poor people who didn't earn it. I know this is something like this is like liberal logic that just is beyond anything. But it really is the way they think. Now the House Republicans are once again trying to push Obamacare repeal through. The newest version would put $130 billion in a high-risk pool. Now, that's over 10 years to cover poor people with existing conditions. In addition to that, another $8 billion over 5 years was tacked on to help out people who can't afford health insurance. Now, because Nancy Pelosi can't do math, everything that isn't from her own party, she flipped her lid, according to The Hill. She said, what you need is probably about $200 billion over 10 years. What they've done is $8 billion over 5 years. Think about what she said. $200 billion over 10. What they've done is $8 billion over 5 years. If you divide that by the number of people who have pre-existing medical conditions, you get about $200 or $300 a year, said Pelosi. Well, first off, not everyone with pre-existing conditions can afford health insurance. Secondly, the GOP was offering about $146 billion over 10 years, which isn't that far away from the randomly stated $200 billion that Pelosi came up with. And she had nothing to back up where she came up with her numbers. Despite that, she predicts death and destruction, like they always have. They do this with everything, right? Poor people will die, babies will die, the air will get polluted, the water will get dirty. She just goes, minorities will die in higher numbers than whites. Hispanics will die in higher number than whites. And they call us the doom and gloomers. It's a joke. It's just a joke. Now, here's where the House Minority Leader says it's a crime for you to keep your own money. She says that the Republicans want to rush through that Obamacare repeal because they need the money to offer a tax break. Because it's always about us giving tax breaks. They're in a hurry because they need this money to give a tax break. The wealthiest people in our country. The bill would have the biggest transfer of wealth. We've heard this pretty much in every bill the Republicans put out there from the Dems. Biggest transfer of wealth. Biggest transfer of wealth. This bill will transfer wealth like never seen before. This is the biggest transfer of wealth we've ever seen come down. They don't realize they have now become the proverbial boy crying wolf. Everything is bad. Everything is the fault of the Republicans. Everything will kill you. Now, that's the goal of their tax bill, but they need the money from your health care in order to do that, Pelosi said. Now, she says, stay with me on this one. Nancy, they don't build a rocket with enough fuel to be where you're at that I could stay with you. She says, stay with me on this one. Obamacare raised taxes, and it caused most working people to spend more money on crappier coverage. Repealing this ridiculous law means that working people will be able to keep more of their money. Right? So they say that 24 million people are going to lose their health insurance, which is not a true number. What it's going to do, you've seen the number, they talk about the number increasing as the people who signed up for Obamacare in 2017. It's not true. What happened was more people were forced on Obamacare because their companies and other forms of insurance were no longer valid under Obamacare. So they had to go to the Obamacare exchanges to sign up there. So I don't know how that's people's choice. Right? Isn't that crazy to anybody else but me? And then when it comes to the other major portions, premiums went up, deductibles went up. How is that helping anybody? And they say the reason it went up was because the young kids didn't sign up like they should have or like they were anticipated. So it's really good for them to anticipate the young people who were going to carry the bill, the young people that were losing jobs in very large numbers back then, and the young people that don't even want health insurance. Who thought this through? So, the reality is, poor people are not entitled to the fruits of other people's labor. You don't have just because you're downtrodden, you don't have a right to my money. Now, I can give you money if I want to. I can give you resources. I can buy you food if I want to. But I may look at you, see how you live in your life, watch you for a week, beg for money, and then go get in your brand new Cadillac. It's been done before. We know that. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Sight on GCN Live. Thanks for being with me. Got a lot more coming up in the next hour. Don't go far. But remember, if you're up on Facebook or one of the online services, you got to restart at the top of the hour. Otherwise, stay where you are. I'll be back in a little bit. A lot more crazy stories after the break.